Good morning. It's April 17th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. As the gavel falls in New York, the spotlight turns to former President Donald Trump, whose hush money trial has commenced with the critical phase of jury selection. This marks a pivotal moment in a saga that intertwines legal drama with political intrigue. At the heart of this trial is a $130,000 payment made to a porn star, aimed at quelling allegations of an affair in the lead-up to the 2016 presidential election. The stakes are high, and the courtroom atmosphere is charged, especially after Trump reportedly interrupted a potential juror's testimony, prompting the judge to vow protection against any jury intimidation. Adding a layer of complexity, Trump has been slapped with a gag order, restricting his comments on witnesses and prosecutors following derogatory remarks about the judge's daughter. This trial is but one front in a broader legal battle for Trump, who also faces charges in Washington, Georgia, and Florida, related to his attempts to overturn the 2020 election results and his handling of confidential documents post-presidency. Yet, amidst this legal maelstrom, Trump's campaign is undeterred, planning rallies and local appearances in New York. The former president senses a shift in the political winds, attributing it to the city's growing migrant influx and betting on this to sway New Yorkers' support in his favor, despite the state's traditionally Democratic lean. This trial, expected to last around 2 weeks, not only scrutinizes a singular payment, but also casts a shadow over Trump's political future, testing the loyalty of his base and the resilience of his campaign amidst unprecedented legal challenges. In the wake of a significant Iranian airstrike that deployed 60 tons of explosives and over 350 projectiles, the geopolitical landscape of the Middle East is in a state of heightened tension. Israeli leaders are now faced with the critical task of formulating a response amidst escalating regional hostilities and international concern. The situation has further intensified with Hezbollah's announcement of the loss of 3 of its fighters in Israeli attacks in Lebanon. This development not only marks a significant escalation in hostilities, but also brings to light the broader implications for regional stability. In response to Iran's aggressive actions, the United States and European allies are rallying together to impose new sanctions. These measures specifically target Iran's missile and drone programs, as well as entities supporting the Iranian Revolutionary Guard and the Iranian Defense Ministry. The aim is clear: to deter Iran's aggressive posturing and safeguard regional defense capabilities. Moreover, the European Union is contemplating a significant escalation of its own sanctions regime. Proposed measures include trade restrictions designed to impede Iran's missile development efforts and curtail the supply of drones and missiles to its regional allies. This concerted effort underscores the international community's resolve to address the threats posed by Iran's military ambitions. Amidst these developments, a global call for restraint echoes through diplomatic channels. Leaders and diplomats from around the world are actively engaged in efforts to prevent further escalation of conflict in this already volatile region. The stakes are high as the international community seeks to navigate through this precarious situation and foster a climate of stability in the Middle East. Imagine waking up to a piece of the International Space Station in your living room. That's exactly what happened in Naples, Florida on March 8, 2024, when a 1.6-pound piece of space hardware made an unexpected visit through a homeowner's roof, narrowly missing their son. This wasn't just any space junk. It was a stanchion from EP-9, a pallet released from the station in March 2021, tasked with carrying away discarded nickel hydrogen batteries. The incident paints a vivid picture of the challenges posed by space debris, especially as the skies above us get increasingly crowded with satellites. The debris in question, measuring 4 inches tall and 1.6 inches wide, managed to pass through 2 floors of the house, highlighting the potential danger these objects pose to people on Earth. With the number of satellites launched into low Earth orbit on the rise, the incident in Naples serves as a critical wake-up call for the space community. In response, NASA is taking a hard look at its space debris disposal procedures. The agency has committed to conducting a thorough investigation into how this piece of hardware survived its re-entry and landed in a residential area. This event underscores the urgent need for improved measures to manage space debris and protect those on the ground. NASA's pledge to update its modeling and analysis is a step toward mitigating future risks, emphasizing the importance of responsible operations in low Earth orbit. Thankfully, no one was injured, but the close call serves as a reminder of the need for vigilance and innovation in managing space debris. In a dramatic turn of events, House Speaker Mike Johnson finds himself at the center of a political storm, facing severe criticism from far-right Republicans over his proposed $95 billion military aid package aimed at supporting Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. This controversy has not only led to calls for his resignation, but also put him on the brink of a potential vote to oust him from his position as Speaker. Johnson, in an effort to quell the unrest within his ranks, has opted to split the aid package into separate bills. This strategic move is designed to address the concerns raised by members of his conference and demonstrates his determination to push these foreign aid bills through, all while fighting to retain his leadership role. Among the proposed legislation, there's a provision for financial support to key allies, alongside measures focused on the seizure of Russian assets and a controversial ban on TikTok in the United States. The stakes are high for Johnson, who is walking a tightrope with a very slim margin for error. He can afford to lose only one Republican vote on the foreign aid bills or on a motion to vacate his position as Speaker. This precarious situation underscores the deep divisions within the Republican conference and highlights the potential for further turmoil. Meanwhile, the White House has thrown its support behind the aid for Israel and Ukraine, keenly observing Johnson's maneuvers to navigate the bills through the House. This entire episode not only sheds light on the internal dynamics of U.S. politics, but also reflects the broader geopolitical and economic ramifications of the Ukraine conflict, which continues to influence international relations and global markets. Global stock markets are feeling the heat, with significant drops across Europe and Asia, mirroring Wall Street's downturn. This widespread market tremble is attributed to a concoction of global economic concerns, including surging U.S. bond yields, a robust dollar, and geopolitical tensions, alongside tepid growth out of China and apprehensions over U.S. interest rates. The situation is further exacerbated by Federal Reserve Chair Jerome H. Powell's recent comments, suggesting inflation remains stubbornly high, casting a shadow over the economic landscape. Rising U.S. bond yields, fueled by Powell's remarks on inflation and the anticipation of sustained high interest rates, have led to a recalibration of investor expectations. This recalibration is evident in the market's reaction, with a notable decline in sectors sensitive to interest rate fluctuations, such as real estate investment trusts, utility stocks, and home builders. Moreover, the expectation of fewer interest rate cuts this year has added to the market's woes, with significant indices in Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt, and Brussels all recording losses exceeding 1%. Despite the current market downturn, a silver lining emerges with some analysts maintaining an optimistic outlook. This optimism is rooted in robust economic data and the potential for earnings growth to broaden beyond the tech sector, encompassing industries such as industrials and materials. This perspective suggests that, despite the challenges posed by inflation and interest rate concerns, the underlying strength of the economy and corporate earnings could sustain market momentum. Furthermore, upcoming events such as the IMF/World Bank meetings and the release of economic indicators are anticipated to provide further direction to the markets, offering a glimmer of hope in an otherwise uncertain economic climate. This has been your daily brief in U.S. news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.